This is indeed the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, March Madness, not the St. Paddy's Day Parade. Gearing up outside our office building. That'll be at about 5 o'clock. But we're actually going to talk about the NCAA basketball championships getting underway this Thursday. We'll get a little preview from Bill Wolf. But first, let's get some news headlines from Laura Conaway.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. Good morning, everyone. Pakistan's new National Assembly has been sworn in for a 5-year term. It's dominated by two political parties that are opponents of President Pervez Musharraf. Some analysts believe the stage is now set for a confrontation between the parliament and the president. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from the Pakistani capital, Islamabad.
It was a moment of huge symbolic importance, especially for the leader of Pakistan's biggest party, Asif Ali Zardari, husband of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, who was assassinated on the campaign trail. Prayers were said for Bhutto during the ceremony. Alongside Zardari was his new coalition partner, former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, whose party came second in the elections. The two men were greeted in the assembly with enthusiastic desk thumping. The next task will be to decide on a Prime Minister. The euphoria may not last long. The two parties have a history of feuding, and their members differ on whether to go into open confrontation with Musharraf. Sharif has never forgiven Musharraf for ousting him from power in 1999. He's determined to reply in kind.
NPR's Philip Reeves reporting from Islamabad, Pakistan. NATO peacekeeping troops are taking control of the northern Kosovo city of Mitrovica today after UN police clashed with Serbs there. It's the worst violence in the province since it seceded from Serbia a month ago and declared independence. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports that Serbs hurled stones and Molotov cocktails as they clashed with police using tear gas and hand grenades. The Serbs were protesting their eviction from a UN courthouse they had occupied since Friday. The troubled investment bank Bear Stearns has agreed to be acquired by J.P. Morgan Chase at a fire sale price. Meanwhile, the Federal Reserve has approved a remarkable series of moves aimed at calming the jittery financial markets. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Bear Stearns shares were trading at $171 14 months ago. Last night, the firm agreed to be acquired for $2 a share. That values the fifth largest investment bank at just $236 million, much less than the value of its headquarters building. The firm said Friday it was experiencing a major cash crunch. The Fed approved the deal to keep Bear's troubles from spreading throughout the markets and hurting the broader economy. The Fed also announced it would open up its discount window to more Wall Street firms, and it cut the discount rate by a quarter of a percentage point. The moves are designed to send a message to investors that troubled Wall Street firms have access to cash if their losses spiral out of control.
That was NPR's Jim Zaroli. Eliot Spitzer has just over 3 hours left as New York's governor. Spitzer is resigning at noon after a federal investigation named him as a client in a high-priced prostitution ring. Lieutenant Governor David Patterson will take over around 1 o'clock. Patterson will be the state's first African-American governor and the nation's first legally blind state chief. And at the box office this weekend, Horton Hears a Hit, Horton Hears Ka-Ching, Horton Hears the Registers Ringing. However you put it, the Dr. Seuss film Horton Hears a Who clocked in with the year's best opening so far, $45.1 million. That's more than double the receipts from the second biggest film, 10,000 BC. And that's the news for now. Remember, it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.